for the freedom that we experience here in this great nation. Amen? We welcome those who are joining on Facebook this morning and ask each one here if you would please rise. And so we ask God's blessing upon this, his service, and then we will remain standing as we sing praise this morning. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, this is indeed the day that you have made, and we are here to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for life and liberty and freedom, which are great gifts from your hands. And we are here today because men and women have stood in the gap for us against the onslaught of evil. And because of their faithfulness and their commitment, and ultimately the giving of their lives, we can experience those things here. And for that, we thank you and we thank them. And in the moments that lie ahead, we pause to remember that great price that was paid. So Holy Spirit, we ask that you would just guide us in these moments that lie ahead. As we sing the songs and proclaim your word, work all things together to stir our hearts. And may we leave this place today with hearts of gratitude for the great gifts that have been bestowed upon us. For all that you're going to do for us, I give you praise in Jesus' name. All of God's people said, amen. Let's lift together, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. As we continue to sing this morning, to that, God's people would say, amen. You might want to stand if you'd like to, or just turn around, but extend a West Olive wave to one another this morning, and we'll do the same to those that are watching on Facebook. Good to have you here today, and good to have each one gathering on Facebook as we celebrate this Memorial Day weekend together. I want to draw your attention to the bulletin that is printed in your pew, or maybe you've received it online. Not going to spend a lot of time in that. It is there for you. If you would please just take it and read it, and then you will remain apprised as to what is transpiring. At this particular time, we're going to switch gears a little bit. Would you turn over Rhett for prayer requests?
Good morning. First of all, I would like to lift up all those traveling this weekend and coming into this week as they visit relatives and friends, loved ones. And I'd also like to lift up those that are in nursing homes and senior care facilities. Now that they've opened up, praise the Lord. Please think about visiting people that you've just gotten out of the habit of visiting over the last year. There's a lot of lonely people still in those places. So are there any other prayer requests or praises? She remembers when you children used to be able to sing praises and hymns in school, and also that brings back to mind that prayer is gone from school, and in a lot of classrooms they're not even saying the Pledge of Allegiance anymore. So yes, we would like to pray for our country to turn back to God. Go ahead, Kim. Kim would like us to pray for her brother, Scott, who's going through a very hard time. Go ahead. Pray for Ashley for family issues. Okay, thank you.
Before prayer, let's prepare our hearts and sing together, Change My Heart, O God.
I'd like to remind people that there is prayer after church downstairs, and if you'd like prayer, longer prayer, specific one-on-one prayer during the week, you can just give me a call. My phone number's in the bulletin. So we come before you, Lord, this morning, and we come with our praises, Father, that we have lived in a country that where we are free all these years. This wonderful gift from you, this experiment that is America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. And Lord, we just thank all those who have given their lives to make sure this country stays free. And on Memorial Day, we just turn to you and pray for the families of those that have lost loved ones. And we put flowers and flags on graves for those who have served to keep us free, for religious freedom. And Lord, we also ask at this time to turn us back from the tide that seems to be washing over us and over this country, a tide against religious freedom, against we as Christians and those of the Jewish faith in the country of Israel. And Lord, we ask you to just stop the tide of what is being taught in our schools to the young people. Lord, help us to speak to them about truth so they'll know the truth, Lord. And Lord, we just come against that spirit of socialism and communism that's coming against us. Help us as Christians to stand up, to speak out, to fight for our faith and fight for our country. A country that used to say, with heartfelt gratitude, in God we trust. And the voices of a few seem to be drowning us out, Lord. Lord, we ask for travel mercies for all those traveling this weekend and through this next week. And Lord, we ask you to protect and bless all the bus drivers, the students, and their families. And in this very busy, busy month of May and early June, when people are just stressed and may not be paying attention on the road, Lord, we ask you to bless Sharon in the death of her friend Trish and Trish's family as they go through this hard time. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers and the prayers of many farmers throughout Michigan for the rain we've experienced this past week. Lord, we ask you to bless all those farmers across the United States that are experiencing tremendous drought. And Lord, you are the Lord of the harvest, and we thank you for your blessed rain, for your refreshing rain, for your life-giving rain. And Lord, we ask you to bless all those in the armed forces now as they go through a hard time. There's a lot going on, and it's not necessarily of you, and things are changing. And Lord, we just ask you to turn that tide also, Father. We ask you to bless Sydney, Kelly's daughter. We ask you to bless Ashley's family. And B, we just ask for not just physical healing, but emotional and spiritual healing also, Lord. And we ask for emotional, physical, spiritual healing for anyone in our church family that's experiencing a hard time. And Lord, we ask you to bless Kim and her family as they're concerned for her brother Scott. Bless him, Lord. Wrap your loving arms around him. Draw him to you, Father. Help him to know how much you love him. Give him a real God moment, Lord. And Lord, we ask you especially to turn this country back to you. Help us to know you and love you and worship you. And ask forgiveness. So thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Don't you love it when the pastor misplaces something? Have you ever done that? Been there, done that. I don't want to turn my back to you, and so I've got it here, and it's there and there, but some of those words are tough to see on the back. I hope you can see everything that's up there. Oh, it looks pretty clear there. We are going through the Sermon on the Mount verse by verse for our children's message each Sunday, and we're there again in Matthew chapter 5, and in verse 7, Jesus proclaims the following. He said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." And there are some just beautiful words up there on the screen. And they're probably too long. Well, Cadence and Reagan would get this very, very well. All right. Charity. Any idea what charity means? Okay. Forgiveness. Okay. Compassion. Healing. They didn't do so bad so far, huh? And then there's loving, there's peace with God, there's forbearance, there's kindness, there's grace. All those beautiful things are wrapped up in this thing of mercy. And Jesus said, blessed are the merciful, or blessed are those who will show mercy, for they will be shown mercy. And then in the message, it parallels what Jesus said. And here's the message translation. You're blessed when you care. I don't know about you older kids here this morning, but we live in a world that needs to experience the reality of caring one for another again. Huh? At the moment of being, what's this? At the moment of being careful or expressing mercy to others, you find yourselves cared for. I remember what Jesus said also. He said, I desire mercy over sacrifice. Be merciful to others, and you will also experience mercy. Amen? Let's continue to worship the Lord this morning, standing together singing America the Beautiful. You may be seated. In John chapter 15, verse 13, Jesus offers us these profound words. He said, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, in these moments that lie ahead, we ask that your Holy Spirit would take your eternal words and plant them deep into our hearts and our lives. Father, allow us once again to focus upon all and who that you are and the great blessings that we have here in this country, Father, that was founded upon your goodness, your law, your statutes, your principles. And for all, Father, who have stood in the gap to protect this great land of ours, and moreover, as we focus today, those who gave their lives so that we could live. Guide and direct us as only you can, I pray, in these moments that lie ahead, and we'll be mindful to thank you. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, amen. We need to draw some distinction this morning and clarification about what this day is actually all about. And in our country, we celebrate several times throughout the year those who have faithfully served us. We have Armed Forces Day, and that celebration is for those still in uniform, actively serving our country to provide liberty and freedom for us. We have Veterans Day, and we celebrate those who hung up their uniform, who served graciously, faithfully, the commitment they made, and they were fortunate to step out of that uniform, and they're still with us. This weekend, and specifically tomorrow, we celebrate those who never made it out of their uniform, who died on foreign land, so that we could have liberty here. There's a plaque on that bell out there for one of this membership, of one of this community, who laid his life down in Vietnam, Billy Ebels. He is one of many thousands that we must not forget, that we must continue to thank for their great sacrifice and service. Amen? And so today we're going to spend some time in zero in on that great price that was paid for you and for me and for all those who live in this beautiful land of the free, the United States of America. And so, if you have your outline before you, or just a good listening ear, let's embark upon this thing right now. Next slide, please, Larry. Anybody recognize that gentleman there? History was not lost on this group of people. Thank you very much, especially the little voices in the back. Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of the United States of America, spoke several words during his presidency which still resound yet today. For us, they are applicable for today to help us to remember the reality of what this Memorial Day is all about. The words are these. I quote Abraham Lincoln. 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those here, or those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. He continues and says, but in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion so that to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall have not died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth. A reality, the magnitude of what is involved in this thing, Memorial Day. I have 3 points for us this morning as we embark upon this, and the first one is this. We honor those who laid down their life honoring our flag. This Memorial Day is all about honoring those who laid their life down in honoring our flag. Again, the words of Jesus, greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Someone has offered this definition of a veteran, and it is this. A veteran is someone who, at one point in his or her life, wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America for an amount of up to and including their own life. And thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of men and women have stood in the gap for you and me, and thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands have laid their life down honoring the flag for which this nation stands. Give a listen to this little thing right here, done by Johnny Cash many years ago. Larry, if you would, please.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat," and I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
A lot of men and women have stood under the beautiful flag of our nation, and they've carried it to foreign shores to stop the onslaught of those who would destroy life and liberty. And in the process of that, they surrendered their lives. They laid their lives down, honoring what this flag stands for. And I want to encourage us on this Memorial Day to stop and pause and reflect upon that very thing. I don't know where you may be tomorrow. Maybe you'll attend a celebration somewhere or a parade somewhere. Or maybe you'll just see the beautiful flag flying. But wouldn't it behoove us to pause and just stand? Wouldn't it behoove us to take our hats off, gentlemen, maybe place those hats over our heart and reflect on what was paid so that you and I could have life and liberty? Or would it behoove us to stand like we're going to stand right now? Congregation, if you would please. Placing our right hand over our heart. And in honor of what this is all about, in honor of all those who carried this so that we could experience life and liberty, we as one voice say together, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with life and liberty for all. And all God's people said, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I find myself wanting to interject another word in that in these days that I live. It's life and liberty for all who believe. Because it's, the older I get, the more closer I sense myself being drawn not only to the Lord, but all the goodness that He's bestowed upon us. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So today, we honor those who laid down their life for honoring our flag. Second of all, this morning, I want us to be encouraged with the fact that we honor those who laid down their life defending our country. Again, Jesus says, greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. General Douglas MacArthur, when he was in service, offered these words: however horrible the incidents of war may be, the soldier who is called upon to offer and to give his life for his country is the noblest development of mankind. Wow. Powerful words. Our 40th president of the United States, Ronald Reagan, offered these words. He said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. I don't think I have to remind anyone here that we find ourselves teetering right now. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 and verse 8, Solomon offers these profound words for us. He says, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. Verse 8, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Daniel Webster gave us these words. He said, God grants liberty only to those who love it and are always ready to guard and defend it. And so we're reflecting, we're honoring those who laid down their life defending our country. John A. Logan worked in establishing this Declaration Day of 1868, and that's what it was called way back then before it was changed to Memorial Day. And he offers these words for us. He said, "We should guard their graves with sacred vigilance. All that he consecrated wealth and taste of the nation can add to their adornment and security is but a fitting tribute to the memory of her slain defenders. Let no wanton foot tread rudely on such hallowed grounds. Let pleasant paths invite the coming and going of relevant visitors and fond mourners. Let no vandalism or avarice or neglect nor ravages of time testify to the present or to the coming generations that we have forgotten as a people the cost of a free and undivided republic. If our eyes grow dull and other hands slack and other hearts cold in the solemn trust, ours shall keep it well as long as the light and warmth of life remain in us. Let us then, at the appointed time, gather around their sacred remains and garland the passionless mounds above them with the choicest of flowers of springtime. Let us rise above them the dear old flag they saved from dishonor. Let us in this solemn presence renew our pledges to aid and assist those whom they have left among us a sacred charge upon a nation's gratitude, the soldiers and the sailors' widow an orphan." That's the reality of what this Memorial Day is all about. To pay honor to those who gave honor to the flag, and to pay honor to those who laid their life down defending this great country of ours. Hear the words of Patrick Henry that still echo in the sound waves around us. "I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." Wow. So we honor those who gave their life honoring the flag for which this nation stands. We honor those who laid their life down defending our country. And thirdly, this morning, we honor those who laid down their life fulfilling their commitment in service. Who fulfilled their commitment in service. Again, Jesus says, "Greater love has no one than this, than he laid down his life for his friends." The Apostle Paul, writing to the Roman church in Romans 13:1, adds these words, "Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God." And as I was preparing this message, it just again startled me, and I was stirred again upon the law that this nation that we live in is established. It is established upon the Word of God, loved ones. God founded this nation through the hearts and lives of those who are willing to follow him to these shores, seeking religious freedom. That is upon which our nation is founded. And the law upon which our nation is established is, first of all, the law of God, the Word of God. And upon the Word of God is founded this little thing we call the Constitution of the United States of America. That thing is printed in this little book. And I got to confess this morning, I don't know every I that's dotted B or every T that's crossed, but I'm going to spend some time here in the next little bit, Rhett, to figure out what in the world is on this thing. Because they are dragging, our elected leaders are dragging this thing through the mud. And if they're dragging this thing through the mud, guess what? They're dragging through the mud upon which this thing is founded. And what's that? The Word of God. Wow. And then my mind went back, just reflecting upon all the soldiers, the men and women who committed themselves to this country, who committed themselves to service, who committed themselves to carry on the duty that was before them. Many of them giving their very life so that you and I could experience freedom. And then I found what the soldiers' commitment was, what their commitment was for service to our country. And it reads this. This is what they proclaim. For those of you that have served, this will probably ring loudly in your heart and your mind. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. And I couldn't help but think that they are proclaiming this upon the foundation for which this country was established. That I will bear true faith to the Word of God. That I will bear allegiance to the Word of God. And that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me according to the regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So help me God. Wow. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of going, wow. Kind of stepped back a little bit. Kind of took a deep breath again. Spent some time getting my bearings again. But there's a whole lot of things that transpired in my world, in our world. And there's been great sacrifice giving in our world so that we could be here today. So that we would have the privilege to reflect. So that we would have the opportunity and the blessing to sing the great songs that were penned for us during those conflicts that still ring true in our land today. The foundation upon which our nation was established. A foundation that I'm hoping and praying for. God will stir our hearts and we will find ourselves getting rerooted in the goodness of God and the priority of God and the blessings of God so that we once again could say with a smile on our face and our hearts ablaze that this indeed is the land upon which God has established His kingdom and there is liberty and justice for all. Amen. And so as I draw this message to a close, I want you to look at that picture real closely. What do you see? What kind of soldiers? Soldiers from where? Civil War. It's an older picture, so you've got soldiers running from the Civil War all the way to the Vietnam War. And I know we've unfortunately fought other wars. The most recent one we're knowledgeable about is the crazy thing that's been going on in Afghanistan for the last 20 plus years, that we have seen countless hundreds upon hundreds, probably thousands of men and women who have been sent home in coffins covered with our flag. But it's a reminder of the great cloud of witnesses that still proclaim that life and liberty is worth standing up for. That life and liberty is worth fighting for. And it really parallels the reality of what the writer of Hebrews has to say. And join with me in listening and see how they're connected. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Let us throw off everything that hinders. We live in a world today that every time you turn around, you're hearing negative. Every time you turn around, you're hearing conflict. Every time you turn around, you're seeing humanity fighting with one another, trying to destroy one another. People are crying out for individual rights. There's the race issue, and I keep confronting that and saying, God made one human race. And in God's kingdom, racism does not exist. In this great cloud of witnesses that we remember today, remind us that we need to throw off everything that is hindering us. And here's the great gospel, and the sin that so easily entangles us. And there's only one person who can untangle us from sin. And that is who? Jesus. And isn't his word upon which our nation was founded? Work with me. Okay. And doesn't it stand to reason that we as this nation upon which God is founded, shouldn't we return ourselves to the foundation upon which this land was created? I'll tell you what it's going to take. It's going to take a mighty moving of God's righteous right hand. It's going to take a movement of God's people who are claiming his cause and standing up for his cause and standing together and simply saying this, I don't think so. We have gone far enough. We've wandered too far away. We need to return. We need to return. I wonder what our world would look like that if our county leaders would pause before they had any meeting and ask God's guidance in a meeting. I wonder what our schools would begin to look like that if our school board would pause before any meeting and ask God to guide them in making decisions for the children of whom they are responsible. Come on, you're getting quiet on me, all right? This stuff's not in the notes, all right? I wonder what would happen that if we, in this nation upon which God founded, I wonder what would happen that if every child... And you remember the days, I still remember the days, where we as one body, stood as children and we put our hands over our hearts and we recited the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. I wonder what would happen within our court system if once again in our courthouses, the Ten Commandments were placed upon the wall, which is the foundational law of God, which enables humanity to live together in peace. Be nice if we started right here, wouldn't it? And moved out. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. The race is to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love one another as we love ourselves. Or to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. The golden rule. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Folks, we're in a battle. I think you understand that. We're in a battle. We're in a battle, really. We're in a battle for the soul of this nation on this Memorial Day weekend. And as we remember all those who faithfully and honorably took up arms to stand in the gap for us, to fight for our liberty, to fight for our freedom, as we remember that, let us remember that we are in a battle for the nation's soul. And unfortunately, it doesn't find itself on foreign soil. Watch this. But it finds the war comes from hearts and minds and souls who have lost their way and don't understand God's love, grace, and mercy, his word. And because they have lost and misunderstand that, they don't understand the law of the land upon which our nation was founded. And as a result of that, we have massive conflict one with another. I want my way. You don't get your way. I want my way. What does that sound like, moms and dads? Those of you who had children? Children that don't understand the law of the land. Amen, huh? And unfortunately, it has grown sickening, and it's grown sour, and it's grown hurtful and painful. We need a mighty hand of God to move through our hearts and our souls, our lives, and through our land. And that movement, loved one, needs to come from God's people. And we need to stand, not in hatred, but we need to stand in God's love. And we need to stand in God's forgiveness. Forgiving one another within the body of believers to begin with. But then being reminded of what Jesus said when he was on the cross so many years ago, when he hung there dying for you and for me. He proclaimed to his Father, he put in place the eternal gift of salvation or forgiveness when he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." How true is it in our world today, in our land today? Maybe what would trigger a great moving of God's presence would be that we as God's people in his kingdom, in his church, would pray, "Lord, forgive our nation, for they know not what they do." Maybe this weekend's a good place to start. As we honor those who gave their life, as they honored the flag for which this nation stands, maybe as we honor those who gave their life for defending the nation where we live, and maybe as we honor those, maybe as we honor those who gave their life fulfilling the commitment that they made to this great nation for whom they went and served. Amen? Amen. Would you stand with me, please? Let's pray together. Father God, thank you for the truth that's in your word that is applicable for every day, for every life, and a reminder of what the truth is about this weekend and specifically tomorrow. Remembering those who paid a great price so that we could have life and liberty. And in the context of that, remembering that you laid your life down so that we could have life in you. Somewhere in the midst of everything that is transpiring, God, somewhere in the midst of all that is happening, Holy Spirit of God, would you stir your people, stir us in a new way. And help us, Lord Jesus, find our way back to those foundational precepts upon which our great land was founded. That's the foundation upon which we must build. It's not tearing it down. It's not destroying it. It's finding that firm foundation upon which we can build. Ultimately, it's understanding the reality of who you are. Because you are the foundation upon which this nation of ours was built. So God, as your people, help us to clear away the clutter. And set our hearts on the task at hand. That's to let the world know of you. And who you are, upon what you want to do in the hearts and lives of men and women. So, Father, we ask for your guidance, we ask for your strength, we ask for your blessing, we ask for your help, we ask for your healing, Lord Jesus, in these moments and days that lie before us. May our strength and our hope come from you, I pray. As you once again move in our land, blessing and helping those in this beautiful place that you've created. In Christ's name I pray. And all of God's people said, amen. Let's sing together. God bless America. You and Brenda wrote it, all right? Goes to the same tune, but it's a call to God to begin a work in me, to begin a work in you. And I don't know about you, but the only one that can save America is God. Huh? Let's sing it. Let's sing it as a prayer and a proclamation this morning. May it be so, I pray, O God, that your righteous right arm will move once again to bring salvation, deliverance, healing, and hope to this great nation we call home. In Christ's name I pray. And all of God's people said, amen. God bless you, church. You are dismissed.